Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Phil Nzinga. Welcome to part two of our interview with the folks from Autism Oklahoma and Invisible Layers. Our guests this morning are Melinda Loffenberger from Autism Oklahoma, Zach Davis from Invisible Layers, which is a program with Autism Oklahoma, and one of the animators on the film. We've got Matt Clark, also from Autism Oklahoma and Invisible Layers. Let's talk about what it took to bring this whole thing together. You've been working on this short film now for a while, won't be out till June, but let's talk a little bit about what it took to get everything put together.
So we get everyone together and we decide, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break it down into three camps, right? So we have the illustration camp for the artists to participate in drawing the thing. Then we have an animation camp for all the animators who want to kind of get their feet wet with animating and learn how to do that. And then we had a sound camp for people who wanted to learn how to do the Foley work, which is like the sounds of the footsteps and all the background noises. And then also there's a lot of musicians, so we brought them in to do some of the scoring and the soundtrack. So we had three camps to facilitate this production.
Matt, what camp were you in?
I was in the animation camp.
And was that the first time you'd ever animated anything?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. I wish people could see the smile on his face. Just talking about it. Now, what percentage of your production crew were on the autism spectrum? If you were to take a stab.
All but one?
We have 12.
12, yeah, all but one.
So we're talking about kids on the autism spectrum, and this is what I love about this. They did the scoring, or are going to do the scoring.
Yeah.
The animating, the Foley, all the sound. How many of them were responsible for the actual idea of the story? Or was that something that was already predetermined?
Yeah, that was already predetermined. I wrote the story. Because of where I work, I work very closely, with young adults with autism. So I kind of got a feel for, like, a lot of them are into animation, and Japanimation and all these kind of things. So I kind of had to take all that into account. And then the idea was we were just kind of throw some stories around, and this one kind of stuck.
Now, was there any arguing about what direction this would take or how things would be animated? And be honest.
there's always when you don't exactly know what you're doing completely to a full degree, we've never done this before. So there's always like kind of growing pains of figuring things out, the way the art's going to look.
Sure.
What color, the main character's shirt's going to be. We actually had we drew them all like different colors and then actually had a democratic process where we're like, okay, everyone vote on the shirt.
Now you've brought in some real professionals to help with the project.
We did. We brought in two illustrators and a sound engineer to help with this project. So we had Jonathan Kelsch.
Who I've met.
Yes.
Great guy.
Brilliant illustrator. And Jerry Bennett, whose main focus really is more on comics. And he's kind of a local, famous comic guy around Oklahoma City. He does kind of amazing work, does some stuff for Marvel.
And they've worked with kids with autism before.
Yeah, absolutely. They've kind of been involved in a number of the programs that Autism Oklahoma has put on, different, like, did a comic camp. Justin Rice did all the sound for the Big Swanky documentary.
Still one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, it turned out amazing. This project really is a combination of great illustrators, professionals coming together, to mentor a large group, through this process. Everyone worked really hard on this. The stuff that they learned was amazing, and their ability to pick it up and to progress with it was, these guys were learning huge programs in a day and then creating stuff with it on day two. All these mentors, Jonathan Kelsch, Jerry Bennett, Justin Rice, just kind of rolled with it and produced some great material.
And it's great because these kids pick up things that I'd never be able to pick up. For them to learn this in a day or two is just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It took me forever to learn some of the, After Effects to animate. It took me forever to learn this. And then by the end of it, they were teaching me things. You're like, do you know you could do this? I was like, no.
Well, they pick up on stuff that I never pick up on. My son gets editing software, and I've been working in radio for my entire adult life that I things that I didn't even know my computer could do. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Oh yeah, I had Matt. I was like, okay, Matt, you're gonna animate this bird. He's like, okay. And so he just said, he goes, okay, I'm done. And I was like, what do you mean you're done? He goes, well, look, watch. And he goes, what else do you want it to do? I was like, seriously? I was like, it's only been like a couple hours.
Matt, you're the man. You're the man.
That was incredible.
That's See, what I love about that is when you have autism, people tend to pigeonhole you into one area. You can do this or you can do that. But the truth is, there's nothing you can't do, especially if you're motivated and you like what you're doing. And that's why it always seems that kids that I know with autism always lean creative. At least a lot of them. Definitely. I think a lot of people have a misconception because of the movie Rain Man that all they're going to be able to do is count cards, go to Vegas. Yeah. But what I love about it is these kids are so creative and so funny and so, at times, wonderfully inappropriate that it's ideal for this type of work.
Absolutely.
And they're blatantly, brutally honest.
Yes.
To take it from me, I get it every day from my son. So I love that you're doing this. Now let's talk about we've got a launch party coming up. Can we talk about that? That's going to be on October 26th at Studio 806.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the launch party.
Well, we're just having a get together with the community and with our art team. You know, our professional art team, which is as Zach mentioned. That's Jerry Bennett and Jonathan Kelch, Justin Rice. And these guys are really the glue that allow us to tee up this opportunity for kids with autism. If without them, we really couldn't do it. Absolutely. And so they'll be there. And then also our 12 artists with autism, our 12 participants. And then we'll have a variety of programming going on. We hope to have a little behind the scenes video so you can see how that was made. We'll be showing the teaser. We'll have an art gallery. We'll be showing prints, specific characters from the film, so you can purchase those or look at those in the art gallery. And then we'll have kind of a meet and greet with the artists so that everybody can meet one of the animators or one of the sound people or illustrators that worked on the film.
I think people are going to be blown away by this. I think it's going to be one of those deals where you're just going to, people's jaws will hit the floor. One of the things that you mentioned, I don't know if I'm giving too much away, but the entire movie is nonverbal. There's no talking.
There's no talking. It's all visuals.
And it was
and sound.
Was that by design?
Yes,
because if you a lot of kids who are on the spectrum are nonverbal, they don't talk,
right?
And to have this movie be all social cues and visual cues, yes. I love it.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it because it's something that kids with autism struggle with. They struggle with recognizing visual cues and social cues, and it almost sounds like you're making a teaching film. A little bit.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because the best way to learn is when you're not, when you don't realize it.
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. So, okay. So the event is going to be October 26th at Studio 806. That is at 806 Dean A. McGee Avenue. You'd think I'd have this memorized since it's Studio 806 and I'm there every so often. And then the film premiere is June 2016. We don't have a hard date yet,
right?
But this is going to be submitted to film festivals.
Yes.
Is there anyone in particular you're really looking forward to submitting this to?
Well, we're going to submit to, I mean, obviously we'll submit to Dead Center, our local film festival, but we'll submit to some kind of bigger ones. Hopefully go to like South by Southwest, maybe like do some like New York, you know, whatever.
See, I like that. Big.
Yeah, we're going to aim big.
Aim big.
You never know.
Aim big. If people need more information, where can they go to find out more about this film?
We should have a website up in the next week, and it's evenindeathmovie.org.
Evenindeathmovie.org.
Right. You can also go to autismoklahoma.org. Both the movie and Invisible Layers are programs of Autism Oklahoma. So.
There's many programs. Yes. With Autism Oklahoma, Invisible Layers just being one of them. But this is a really, really big deal. And we really want people to go and visit the website. Once we have the actual unveiling of the trailer, will that be on the website for people to go look at?
Yes.
And is there going to be any type of funding that maybe people who would like to make a donation to help make the film, is there anything that they can do?
Absolutely. We're going to have a crowdsourcing campaign on Indiegogo, and we'll be announcing that also at the launch party and also on the websites and that kind of thing. We'll be sending out an email. Anyone who wants to sign up for our email can also sign up on evenindeathmovie.org, and then they can be a part of the production process and get the updates and hear the stories, and because we'll be documenting this as we go.
So I just want to say, Matt, dude, you're a professional filmmaker now. Congratulations. that is really awesome. That is, you know how many people who would love to be standing in your shoes right now doing something like this? So I'm so happy for you. I hope you enjoy your time doing this.
Thank you.
All right, and if there's any more information that you need about Autism Oklahoma, please go to autismoklahoma.org. By the way, we do want to say the project is supported in part by an award from Mid-America Arts Alliance, the National Endowment for the Arts, Oklahoma Arts Council, and foundations, corporations, and individuals throughout Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. Thank you all so much for your support. A reminder again that October 26th, the launch event is happening at Studio 806. That's at 806 Dean A. McGee Avenue. Great facility. Again, October 26th. And then the movie comes out in June. So please go to the website, evenindeathmovie.org. That's evenindeathmovie.org. It'll come out next week. And I want to thank you all for being my special guest today here on Sunday Morning Magazine. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.